Today's learning is sponsored by Chaim and Daniela Weider, Lila Nishmas, Sarah Yuta Bas Ephraim, Menachem Mendel, and by Tzuriel and Lizzie Ross, Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Zalman Ben Freidish, Refuah Shleima Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. So we got four lines down. The Gemara is after the two dots. The Gemara is talking about the various practices when the fast days got pretty serious, the additional chumras that they would do and the additional tefillahs that they would do. So Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Rechov Teva Visakim Efer Efekrua Maria Simon. That's a simon for the next few sugars we're going to discuss these various topics. So asks the Gemara, Lama Yotzin L'Rechov? Why would they go out to the streets when the fast days got pretty serious? They went out to daven in the Rechov. What was the reason for this? So Gemara explains, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar, Lomar Zaknu Bitzina V'lo Ne'anenu Nivza Atzmenu Bifar Hesir. We screamed out to Hashem, we called out to Hashem Bitzina inside the privacy of our own homes or the base Knesset, and Hashem didn't answer us. Maybe we should disgrace ourselves and go in public and daven to Hashem. Maybe this busha will bring about a Yeshua. Reish Lakish Amar, Galinu, we're exiling ourselves, Galusenu Mechaper Selenu, let the Galus be a kapara. So by us going outside and davening the streets as if we have no base Knesset, let the Galus be a kapara. So my benai, what's the difference between the reasoning of Rabbi Chiya versus the reasoning of Reish Lakish? So Gemara explains that Daf Kamina is, Ika benayu, the Galu b'Beit Knista l'Beit Knista, where they go from one shul to another shul, to a different shul, a shul that they're unfamiliar with. So there is an element of Galus being outside their comfort zone, but there is no element of Befarhesa, because this was not taking place in the street. So that would be an example in Daf Kamina. So the Gemara then asks, Lama motzi and esa teva l'rechova, why do they take the teva out to the streets? Shel ir. So Amar b'Shiben Levi, Lomar klit tanua hayalanu. So this is a very hidden, the Aron Kodesh, where we leave the Sifrei Torah, was a very private thing. It was disgraced with our sins, so we're taking it outside to show that this was what we contaminated, if you will. Why would they wear the sackcloth? We should be like behemoths, and Rashi explains it, because the sackcloth is made of some type of material from the hair of the goat. So by us wearing this goat hair type of a sackcloth, that would say we're like animals, we're animalistic, the way we act, the way we treat others. So then the Gemara says further, then Lama Nosen Efer Makla Agabi Teva, why do they take some ashes that have been burned, why do they place on top of the Teva? Amr Yehuda Ben Pazi Kolomer, Imo Anochi B'tzara. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am with my nation, I am with them in the same Tzara. So the Teva represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Efer Kala, the Efer Maklitz on the head of the Teva, that represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu, feels the pain of the Gullus and the Tsar of Am Yisrael. Reish Lakish Amar, he brings a different source, the same idea, Bechol Tsarosem, Lo Tsar, with all their pain, the pains of Klai Yisrael, to him, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he also feels pain, so placing the Efer on the Teva represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu's in the same pain. So Amar Zera Mareish, initially, Geva Chazina Lelu Rabbanim, I saw that the rabbis, Yav Efer Makla Gabi Teva, Mizdazea Likuli Gufu. When I first saw this happen, they placed ashes on the Teva, my whole body trembled. What a scary, scary experience that was. So then the Gemara says further, Lama Nosen Efer Barosh Kol Echa V'Echa. Why do we place ashes on the heads of every single individual as well? In addition to placing Efer on the Teva, each person also has to place ashes on their head. What's the reason? So here's a machlokas. Pligi Bar Reb Levi Bar Chama Reb Chanina. Chadamar one holds Harei Anu Chashuv Mufanecha Keifer, that we should be like ashes in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which it's a expression of humility. The Chadamar Kidei Sheyizkor Lanu Afaro Shal Yitzchak. No, to remember the ashes of Yitzchak, that he was Moser Nefesh on the Akedah and he turned into ashes Kiviyachol. So to remembering the Akedah. So my benai, what's enough? Kamina Ika benai Ofer Stam dirt. Dirt would be humbling. That would be like the first mandamar, but that would not accomplish the Efer of Yitzchak. Dirt is different than ashes, so the nafkamina would be, if they didn't have ashes, could one use dirt, depending on the reason. So then the Gemara says further, Lama Yotzin the base kfars, why would they go out to the cemeteries on these taniyos? Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Achama, Rabbi Chanina. There's machlokas here as well. Chad Amar, Harei Anu Chashum Lefanecha Kemesim. We are considered like dead people. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer us, he doesn't give us a Yeshua, we're going to all die. And so we go to the base kvaros to indicate, to underscore, that's the feelings that they have. And Chanamar, Kadei Shiv Kishu, Aleinu, Mesim Rachman, that the Mesim should daven on our behalf. That's why. So this was a subject to a big discussion, the way the Gemara actually used the language. It sounds like you're davening to the Mesim. There is a Rikveger here. There's a big discussion what this means exactly. So most say that it doesn't mean you're davening Chas V'Shalom to the Mesim. At best, it means you're asking that they be given Melech Yosher to daven to Hashem. The tefillah goes to Hashem, but maybe they can represent us, they could take our tefillahs to Hashem. That's the most it means. But most say that you're not even asking for Meitz Yosha per se, you're simply davening in their presence, because the presence of the Beis Kfaros is considered, even though it's a Makom Tumah, it's also considered Makom Kedusha as well, it's a Makom Tefillah. We're just davening in that area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer our tefillahs. Now some say, you don't even actually have to daven it, by the very presence that one steps into the Beis Kfaros, that itself somehow inspires some type of rachmim from Shemayim. By the way, the language of the Gemara does sound as it sounds if they're davening to the Mesim, but that's certainly not what it means. Different interpretations. So then the Gemara says, after discussing that machlokas, Gemara brings another machlokas between Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Chanina, not related to what we're talking about, but still another machlokas, because we just brought two machlokas in their name, so here's a third machlokas in their name. My Hara Maria. What does Hara Maria mean? So there's machlokas also, Rashi Tosos, where is Hara Maria? We know it's Har Bias, but Rashi and Tosos both quote an opinion that might refer to Har Sinai as well. So Gemara says, what is Har Maria? What's the language? What does Maria mean? So, Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar hare, a har, shiat min hora, li Yisrael, the mountain from which the hora came. So if you say that it's referring to Har HaBayis, so that's ki mitzion tete sora, from Tzion, from Yishalayim, where the Torah emanates. If you think that it's referring to Har Sinai, it's referring to, because we were given the Torah. The Torah came from Har Maria, from Har Sinai. So that's a different pshatim. And Chadamar, the other opinion of the Gemara says, Harei Sheyotu Menu Mora La'ov De Kacham. It was a place that instilled fear throughout the nations of the world. So if it refers to Har Sinai, that the Rashi quotes a pasuk that says that the entire world trembled from the fear of Kabbalah Star Har Sinai. And at first to Har Maria, so then to Har Bias, that would mean that Rashi explains that we're all Klais, rather Amda, Umas Olam, are all scared of Har Bias in some way. So then the Gemara says, back to the topic of Tainus, Shebehen, Hazakin Shebehen, Omer Lefneim Deve Kivushin. So they choose an elderly man, and he'd say painful tefillahs, painful words, to help get everybody to cry, to be emotional, hopefully to do tshuva. So Tanur Rabban, the Brayer, says, Im Yesh Zakin Omer, Zakin, if there's an old man, he should say these Deve Kivushin. Vim Lav, if there is no old man, they should choose Omer Chacham, find the wise man. Vim Lav, if they don't find the wise man, Omer Adam Shaltura, a person Rashi explains, a person who's tall and has a certain presence to him and instills fear into everybody else. So that's the order. Zakein Chacham Bal Tzura, Adam Shaltura. So Atu Zakein the Kamri, when we mention you finding an old person, Afagav Lav Chachamu, even though he wasn't wise, he just chose some random old man. No, it means an old man who's also a Chacham. So Abaye clarifies, Amar Abaye, Hachi Kamar. What the Mishnah means to say, or what the Braiser means to say, is Im Yesh Zakein V'Hu Chacham. If there's an old man who's also wise, learned at Talmud Chacham, Omer, he should say Zakein V'Hu Chacham. That person, that old man who's also a Chacham, he should say Divrei Kfushim. Vim Lav, if you can't find an elderly individual who's a Chacham, then find Omer Chacham, find a younger man who's a Talmud Chacham. Vim Lav, if you can't even find that, Omer Adam Shel Tzur, find the person who has a certain presence and could represent Klai Yisrael to say Divrei Kfushim. And he says, Achenu lo sak v'tainis garmim, my dear brothers, it's not our sackcloth that we're wearing, nor is it the fast that we're practicing, ela tshuva maisim tovim garmim. It's bettering our ways. It's doing tshuva. That's what's going to lead to the Yeshua. Shekein matzinu ba'anshu Ninveh, that's what we found by Ninveh. Shlo nemar behen v'yarol kimes sakum v'stanisim. It doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth, that Hashem saw their fast days. That was very minimal. That maybe inspired them, but what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and he granted them tshuva, was ela v'yarol kimes ma'aseim. Kishavu midarchem hara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that their actions changed, and that led to tshuva. So the sackcloth and the fast is supposed to inspire us to change, but the change is the maaseim that really grants us the proper tshuva. So then the Gemara quotes further from the pasuk of Anshei Ninveh. It says, "Vayiskasu sakim ha'adam v'behema," that they place sackcloth on man and also on behema. Now asks the Gemara, "Maya hava avdu? What do the behemas have to do? What do they do wrong? That they have to wear sackcloth? They're not doing tshuva." So the Gemara says, "Asu behemas luchud v'esav ladas luchud." No, what that meant was they had separated the animals, the mother animals, the cows from the calves. They separated the parents and children, even within the animals. Why is that? So Amru, they said, Lefanav, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Einata Merachem Aleinu. We almost gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu an ultimatum. It's a pretty harsh thing to say to Hashem. But if you don't have mercy on us, Ein Anu Merachem Aleinu, we will not have mercy on these animals. Where we're separating the mothers from the children, we won't show any Rachmanos to them if you don't show any Rachmanos to us. And that was they're trying to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by wrapping the animals in sackcloth and separating them into the different pens. So then the Gemara says further, there's also in Anshei Ninveh, Vayikru Elokim B'chazaka, they called to Hashem in great strength. My Amr, what do they say? If a person who's disgraced and who's insulted, and one who's not insulted, the tzaddik for Russia and the tzaddik for Russia, me nidcha mipnei me, who wins? Who's going to be the one who wins this fight between a tzaddik and a Russia? Obviously, the tzaddik's going to win. V'yashuvi ish midarcha ra, u'minachamas ha'shebe kapem. So then it says, and he changed from his ways, from the evil ways, from stealing. My u'minachamas ha'shebe kapem. What does it mean from the stolen items that were in the hands? Amar Shmuel afilu. So, okay, the first line meant that a tzaddik always beats a Russia. So they were saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you're the tzaddik, we're the Rishon. Let the tzaddik win and please have rachman on us. This next statement about the minachamas asher b'kapayim, Amar Shmuel afilu gazel meirish b'banu b'bira, even if they stole a beam and they built in the house, halacha was, they made a gzera, the Gemara says a few places, if someone stole a beam, so normally you have to return what you stole. But if I took a beam, I built a whole building, they're not going to make me knock down the building to take out the beam because I'll never do tshuva. It'll be too hard for me to do that. So in those cases where it's almost impossible to return the stolen items, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, keep the items where it is, pay back the money instead. But however, Anshin Inve went a step further. They did not want to rely on this takana. Rather, if they built it in a beer in some type of building, they would mekakea called beer. They take down the entire building, kula, umach semeri shlabav, to return the beam to the rightful owner. So they really went to the full extreme in doing full tshuva. So Amar v'ad v'ava, adam sheish b'yodu aveira. U'misvad v'eino chozabo. A person has an aveira. He says, I did this wrong. But he doesn't stop for what he's doing. I know I spoke Lashon Hara, but the next moment he starts speaking Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, Lamahu Doma, what is such a person similar to? La'adim shetofei sheretz b'yado, shafilu tova b'chole miyom meimos ha'sheba'olam lo alsa latfila. A guy's holding on to a sheretz which is batamim. He holds the sheretz and goes into the mikvah. That mikvah is worthless because he's holding on to tumah at the same time. So to a guy who admits his avera but still sins at the same time, that's being tova b'sheretz b'yado. So Gemara says further, but Zarku, if he throws out miyad, he throws away the sheretz. And then Kaven Shetova Bar Bam Sa, he does not need to go into all the wars of the world. He goes into a small little mikvah, 40 sa, miyad also latvila. That's enough for him to go to the mikvah, to be tahor. Shenamar says, Umode v'ozev Yerucham, if you mode, if you would confess, ozev, if you leave the sin, Yerucham HaKadosh Baruch Hu harachmanos. V'omer further, Nasil v'aveinu l'kapayim el kel b'shemayim, we should lift up our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a kapara, give us a mechil and slicha, if we in fact not only confess, but we also leave our ways derech ra. Gemara says further now about the Mishnah, about Tainis, Betfila Maridim L'fin HaTeva Zakein. They have an old man who would daven for the Amun, be a shliach tzibur. So Tanir Rabban, the Baraita says, Amun du Betfila, Af Apishiesh Sham Zakein V'chachem, E Maridim L'fin HaTeva. So they'd stand for Tevila. And even though there might be an old man who's also a Talmud Chacham, we can't just pick any wise person, any Rav, to be a Shlech Tzibur. And the Adam Hari Ragyum, it's a Chazan. Just because a guy might be learned, he might be very old, he might be 95 and very wise, if he's not a seasoned Chazan, he can't be a Chazan. The first question is, you need a Chazan who's Ragyum. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in addition to just having a Chazan as Ragyum, we want the various qualities as well. He should be metupel. He should have young children that he's metupel with at home. He's being mechanich them. Veinlo, but he has no parnasa. Has very little money to help support the family. He struggles a lot. V'yeshlo yegiba. So that he works hard in the field. He puts a lot of effort in. Ubeis areikam. His house is empty. He has no property, no money, no nothing. Ufarka parko na, which we'll see in the Gemara, means he has a very good reputation from the time he was young. V'shafel berach, and he's very humble. Umaru talam, and people like him. V'yeshlo ne'ima v'kolo arif, he has a very, very sweet and nice voice. Ubaki likos b'tor v'knivim kusum, he's comfortable reading Tanakh. V'lishanos b'medesh b'halachos b'agadosh, he knows the various areas of Torah Shabbat. Ubaki b'chol brachos, he knows how to say the brachos of the tainis, cool and all them. So this is an individual who is a proper, who's right to fit to be a chazan. So after describing all these different details, v'yav bei rabbanu enayu, they all placed their eyes upon Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami. He apparently fit these criteria of being the perfect chazan. So Gemara then says, on listing the various qualities, Hainu matupo ve'enlo, Hainu beisereikam. There are two separate qualities. One was that he has no money, enlo, and his beisereikam, his house is empty. Isn't that the same exact thing? So what are the two separate qualities mentioned? And so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chisda, Zeu shebeisereikam min ha'avera. Now, enlo means he has no physical, no gashmis. Beisereikam means beruchnis, he's also empty of any averas, any tumah. There's two different things, of course. Uparko, no, what that means is, says the Gemara, that Opirko na means Amar Abaye Zeshelo Yotza Alav Shame Ra Bialdusa, that he never had a bad reputation. He always had a Ketzer Shame Tova, even from the time when he was Yaldusa, when he was a very young boy until now. People always respected him and always had a very good reputation. Hayisali nach, the Gemara now quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Hayisali nachalasi ke'arye vayar, I had my portion like a lion in the forest, nasan alai bekola al-kein senesi, they gave me their voice, and therefore I hated it. So Yirmiyah is asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the context, that how come you're not listening to Klai, so they're davening very nicely, why do you not answer their tefillos? So the Gemara explains what the pasuk means. This is the response of Hashem. My, what does it mean? Nasa alai bekola. Amar marzutra bartuvio. Amar rav. Amri la others say. Amar rabbi chama va amar rabbi elazar. Zesh liach tzibur. Shein hogun hayor lefnei teva. A person, it's chazen. A sheikh tzibur who davened, who's not appropriate, who should not be fitted, who should not be the chazen. So that's what it means. I hear the voice. Nasa alai bekola. I hear his voice. Okay, tenez, but I hate it because this guy should not be a chazen. Gemara says further now about the brachas of the 24 brachas of the Tainus. Omer l'fneim esrim v'arba brachas shmon esrei v'chshu b'chol yom. The 18 brachas we say on every day in shmon esrei. U'mos v'lein o'chesh. We add another 6 brachas for the Tainus tzibur. So hani shesh sheva havin. If you look at the Mishnah, there weren't 6. There were actually 7 brachas that we added on. K'ditzan, the Mishnah says, al hashviyas u'omer baruch merachim al oretz. 7 brachas, not 6. So Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my shviyas, shvi laruka. What it means is the 7th one that's long, because the bracha of Gal Yisrael was extended. We extended that bracha, made it longer, and so that doesn't count as an extra bracha. There's an extra, rather elongated Gal Yisrael, and there's 6 more brachas on top of that. So the 7th long bracha, but the truth is it's really the 6th extra bracha. Kitatani, the Brisa says, Begal Yisrael marich ubechosma hu omer, he'd extend the bracha of Gal Yisrael in a tiny seber. What would he say? Misha ona es Avram Bahar Maria, hu yane eschem. Vishma bakol ta'akaschem hayomazah, baruch goel Yisrael, vehein onim achav amen, vechazak neses omer lem, tiku b'nei Aaron, tiku, they blow the shofar. So this was a bracha that existed, but they just again elongated that bracha, so the 6th bracha became the 7th longer bracha on a tiny seber. The Chos of Omer, after saying this, they say further, Misha ones avosin al yamsuf hu yaneschem v'yishma v'kol tzakaschem v'yamazeh boruch zuchen nishkachos v'enonim achor amen v'chazek nes Omer lem haril v'nei Aaron haril, they blow shofar v'chein b'chol bracha every additional bracha in the tainus v'achas Omer tiku v'achas Omer haril, they just flip between tiku and then haril, tkiya and then shua, tkiya and shua. So it would be, the first tkiya would be tkiya shua tkiya, and the Hariyah would be Chua, Tekiyah Chua, they would alternate for the 6 additional brachas. But Me'adim Amruim, when is it all true that they'd say Amen after the bracha of the Sheikh Tzibor? This is only true B'Gvulin, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, B'Mikdash itself, in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Okein, they would not answer an Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. The Fisha Ein Onim Amen B'Mikdash. They did not say an Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Gemara is going to prove in just a moment. So, Umnain She'ein Onim Onim Amen B'Mikdash. How do you know they would not recite an Amen or respond an Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Shinemar, it says in Nehemiah, Kumu baruch Hashem Elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam v'yivaruch Hashem kvodecha kvodecha u'mirom ma'ko bracha u'sehila. To tell me that they would not say Amen, rather say baruch Hashem kvod ma'achos olam ed, basis pasuk is the response after every bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Yacha, one might have thought al-ko brachas kulan lotie el tila achas. One might thought, maybe after all the brachas, after the finish of brachas, that you should say one big baruch shem, and says the Gemara, tamalomar, umiromim al kol bracha usila, meaning al kol bracha tein lo tila. Every bracha they would say would deserve a separate baruch shem. Just like we say amen after every bracha, so too they'd say baruch shem after every single bracha as well in the base of Mikdash. What would exactly they would say? What would the nusach be in the base of Mikdash? So the Gemara says, baruch Hashem elokim, elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, baruch Gal Yisrael, v'hein omrim baruch shem kvod ma'achus olam ve'ed, and then chaz nekneses omr lehem tiku ha'kornim b'nei Aaron tiku, they do tkiya tru tkiya, v'choz v'omr, then they say the next bracha of omr mish'ana es Avram b'har Maria hu ha'yana eschem, v'shma kol tzakaschem yom hazeh, and so on and so forth. The Gemara now says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Zohan Nishkachos, Vehin Omer Achra Baruch Hashem Kol Bachos Lom Ve'ed, Vechazak Nes Omer Lehem Hariyu HaKonim B'nei Aaron Hariyu, this time they do a Chua, Tekiya Chua, Vechein Mechol Bracha Bracha, Ba'achas Omer Tiku, Achas Omer Hariyu, Ad Shigom Es Kunz. Pretty much the same exact structure, except for in the Gulen they'd say Amen, in the Beis HaMikdash they'd say Baruch Hashem Kavod, Malchus Olam Ve'ed. Vekach, Hinig Rabbi Chalafta b'tzibur. That's exactly the practice Rabbi Chalafta had, and Rabbi Hanani ben Tradion b'sichni, that they had the same practices, the same Baruch Shem as well, even though they were not in the base of Mikdash, they would say Baruch Shem wherever they lived. Uchsheba davar lefnei Chacham, and the Chacham heard what Rabbi Chalafta was doing, and Rabbi Hanani ben Tradion were doing, Amru, they said to them, Lo hayunogin kein ela b'shari mizrachu b'har bayis. We don't practice this way. We only say Baruch Shem as a response to Bracha in the base of Mikdash itself, but anywhere outside we say Amen, and they, I assume, it changed their practice. Vishdami, others have a different version of the Braisa. Kidatani, the Braisa says, Omer lefneim esrim varba brachos, they'd say 24 brachos on a tiny sibor, Shmone esrei b'chol yom, umos olem od sheish, 18 of the standard Shmone esrei, plus the 6 they added for the tiny. V'yosan sheish heichan omer, where would they say the extra 6? Bein goel l'rofei chol yisrael, between those two brachos, that's where they add these additional 6. Like where we say aneinu, that's where these 6 brachos would go. Umarach begula, and they would extend the bracha of goel yisrael first, and then add 6 more brachos. V'hein onim acharav amen al kol bracha bracha. V'chach haya nagin begulim. Avah b'mikdash hayu omen baruch Hashem, el kei yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, baruch goel yisrael, v'lo hayu onim acharav amen, v'kol kach lama, l'fi she'en onim b'mikdash, amen b'mikdash, u'mnayin she'en onim amen b'mikdash, is again, I'll repeat what we just saw before. Shedemar kumu baruch Hashem lokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam, v'yivaruchu shem kvodachem urama akol bracha v'sila, akol bracha u'bracha tein lotila, pretty much the same exact price as we saw above. So now the Gemara quotes the price of Tanur Rabbanan, Aharishonos, who Omer Baruch Hashem El Kesel, Mina Olam, Bar Olam Baruch Goa Yisrael, Vehein Onam Achrav Baruch Shem Kormach Zolam Ed, this is now in the base of Mikdash, Vechazna Knes Omer, Tiku Bakonim Tiku, Vechoz Omer Mishana, Esavrama Bahar Maria Huyanes Chem, Vishma Bakol Taz Kaschem, Yomazer, the Al Kosh Vashnia Homer, Baruch Hashem El Kesel, Minha Olam Ad Haolam Baruch Zochen Shkachos, Vehein Onam Achrav Baruch Shem Kormach Zolam Ed, Vechazna Knes Omer, Bahariu Bin Aaron Ahariu, Omer Mishana, Esavosino, Al Yamsev Huyanes Chem, Vishma Bakol Taz Kaschem, Yomazer, Vehina Marin, Vistokim Marin, Vechain Bakol Bracho Bracha, Beachas Omer Tiku, Beachas Omer Hariu, Ad Shigmar Tabrachas Kulan, and Rav Chalafta, Bitsipor, Rav Chanan Metradion, Besichi, Ukshaba Davar Eitzel Chachamim Amru, Lai Nogin Kain Ela Bashari, Mizrach Ubahar Bai. So that pretty much is a repeat of the first half of the daf, and we'll leave it at that. So we'll quickly recap what we did in the 5 minutes we learned together today. We first spoke about why they put Afer, they davened outside. They davened either because of Gullus or because of Bizarin and Befahesa. Why they placed the Teva in the Rechova, because our sins caused a terrible Bizarin to the Teva. We placed Afer Makla on the Teva, and we also placed it on the heads of each. The reason why an Afer Makla on the Teva was the Shea Kaj Baruch was also Ima Anochi Bitzara. Then we placed Afer on top of each person to either say we are like Afer, we're humbling, or to remind us, Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the Afer of Yitzchak. And then the custom was to go to the base Kfaros, either to say that we're Kimesim, or that the Mesim should be Melitz Yosher for us. Machlok is what Har Maria meant, was a place of fear or a place of Hara. And then we spoke about the order of who to lead the brachas, either a Zakin Chacham, if not that, a younger Chacham, if not that, a person of Adam Shel Tzura. And then various Pesukim understanding how Anshe Ninveh was not there fasting that caused them to do tshuva, rather, or to tzlich mechila. It was really their action, changing the actions, that really worked. And then a person who admits and still holds on to the veira is kisheret biyado tova b'chol meimas olam. It's not going to work for him. And then we discussed the qualities of a person who should be a chazan, and the whole long list of a humbling and have no averos and have a good shem tov, and they all looked upon Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami, who fit the criteria of being such a chazan. And then we discussed all the brachas of the 6 brachas, and we call Gal Yisrael really the 7th bracha because we extended it. We added 6 more brachas, and they say Amen out to the Beis HaMikdash. They said Baruch Shem Kavod inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.